Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas on Sunday, June the 16th. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there. You know, Father's Day is one of those holidays. Father's Day and Mother's Day are the two holidays where we remember the two people who were most critical in our development as human beings, our father and our mother. And today we remember our father. I was very blessed with an amazing man as my father, who was not only a provider, a great husband to my mom, a great father to me and to my brother and sister, but later on, he was also a great grandfather to my three sons. So he was the whole package, as they like to say, and I've always used my father as an example of what a great man can be in the area of fatherhood. So he passed away back in 2015. I haven't had him around for a few years, but you know, I still, of course, I'm very attached to him and to the values that he taught me over the years. So I remember him, always do, on Father's Day. And I'm sure all of you have your own Father's Day's stories. I've seen quite a few on social media today as people remember their fathers on this very, very special day. I have a post over at the American Thinker today talking about Father's Day. You know, it was back in 1964, so that would make it 60 years ago, not today necessarily, but Father's Day, 1964, 60 years ago, that a fellow by the name of Jim Bunning took the mound for the Phillies. They were playing the Mets on a Sunday afternoon game. The name Jim Bunning, if that sounds familiar to you, is because he became a senator. Many of you may remember him more as Senator Jim Bunning of Kentucky. He was a senator, I think, for several terms, representing the state of Kentucky. I believe my memory may be failing me, but I believe that he was replaced when he retired. He was eventually replaced by Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. But Jim Bunning was a great major league pitcher. He is in the Hall of Fame. He won over 200 games when he retired. He had like 2,800 strikeouts. I mean, the guy was a top-notch major league pitcher. And I believe the one of a few pitchers who have thrown a no-hitter in both leagues. He may have pitched one for Detroit and then one for Philadelphia. But on Father's Day 1964, he took the field with the Phillies, took the mound with the Phillies, and he did something pretty incredible. He pitched a perfect game on Father's Day 1964. Now, the amazing thing about Jim Bunning is that he knew a lot about fatherhood. He and his wife had 9 kids. They eventually had 35 grandchildren, as I understand, before he passed away a few years ago. So 9 kids, 35 grandchildren. So this is a guy who knew a lot about fatherhood, to say the least. But he went out and took the pitcher's mound and threw a perfect game. I believe the only perfect game thrown by anybody on Father's Day. So we remember him, and I have a post about this over at the American Thinker, remembering the father who threw a perfect game on Father's Day. Now, of course, most of our fathers don't get to pitch in the major leagues. Most of our fathers don't get to do something like that. They take us to baseball games, in my case. Maybe yours. They take you to the baseball game and they teach you how to be a man. They teach you how to be, you know, the husband and the father that you will eventually be. And Jim Bunning had this amazing day on this day back in 1964 where he threw a perfect game on Father's Day. That's a pretty good accomplishment for a major league pitcher. It's one thing to throw a no-hitter. That's pretty difficult to do. But a perfect game, they've only been, I think, 20 in the history of Major League Baseball. And to have one thrown on Father's Day, well, that's pretty cool. 32,000 people were at Shea Stadium that day. That's the old Shea Stadium. And I got a note from a friend of mine today saying that he was living in New York and he heard about it on the radio. That he went over to the TV and turned on the TV and watched that game on TV there locally. In New York, that was the fun thing. If you were a New York fan back then, you could see all the games on TV for free. The Yankees or the Mets were shown on local TV. You got to see most of their games for free back then. In some of the other cities, you didn't necessarily get to see the home games on local TV. You got to see the away games, but not the home games. That's kind of the way it was before cable. I know some of you are very young and may not remember that, but before cable, that's the way it was. So if you had a baseball team in your hometown, they would show you the away games, and then you could listen to the home games on the radio. So we remember today the great Jim Bunning, who again turned out to be a great senator, great Republican senator from Kentucky. But before he became a senator, he was a Hall of Fame Major League pitcher, and he threw a perfect game on this day back in 1964. I have a post coming out Monday morning, switching a little bit to current events. I have a post coming out Monday morning about what is happening in Mexico. Now, I think you know that a couple of weeks ago, Mexico elected its first woman president. And this is something that, of course, you hear a great deal about. It is historic. They had never had a woman president before. And the lady, her name is Claudia Sheinbaum. This is all she talks about. She was the first woman. But the investors are talking about something else. And that's what my post is about. The investors are talking about the fact that they're very concerned with her politics. It isn't so much her politics. What they're concerned about is that the fellow who is the current president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the current president, is not actually going to retire. He's going to formally leave the presidency, but he's going to be in the background calling the shots. And basically, she's just going to carry out some of the reforms that he promised. The reforms that he promised are electoral reforms, basically making it easier to cheat. So that's what it's all about. And also judicial reforms where they can politicize the judges, rather than having judges be appointed, they can just run for election. And then many people in Mexico fear that that's going to politicize the judiciary to a point where it could actually, destroy transparency and make Mexico less governable. But the reason that so many investors are worried about what could happen in Mexico, and by the way, when I say worry, the peso has dropped 8%. Now, that's not the end of the world. The peso has dropped bigger amounts before when they've had devaluations, but they haven't had these kind, a drop like this in quite some time. 8%, that's a pretty big amount. And the reason is that they not only fear these judicial reforms that are going to make it easier to basically steal elections, but they're also going to do something, basically her party, the winning party, Claudia Sheinbaum's party, Morena Party, which is the same party as López Obrador's party, they're going to have a super majority, which means they're going to be able to do anything they want. All the reforms that López Obrador wants to do that he's going to push through the new lady president, all of those reforms are going to happen because they're going to have super majorities across the board. And that a lot of people are concerned about. They're concerned about having that much power in the hands of a supermajority in Mexico. And that's the reason that the peso has been dropping. That's the reason why they have concerns about what's happening in Mexico and why the peso has dropped. So again, we're very happy that Mexico elected a woman president. Nobody's really, I don't know anybody who objects to that. But we are concerned that this new lady president is not going to be able to do things her way, that she's going to be very dependent on the outgoing López Obrador. And in essence, she's just going to take care of his presidency by passing all the reforms that he wanted to do, but he couldn't do. And again, the investor class is not real thrilled with that. The investor class is looking at all of that and saying, wait a minute, we don't like that much power in the hands of a supermajority. And again, it's just like anything else. Well, the beauty of democracy is that you have checks and balances. But if you have a situation where the supermajority can basically run everything, I mean, even in the United States, of course, we have the president can veto a piece of legislation. And then, of course, you need 2/3 in the Congress to override the veto. That's the check and balance. In the United States, the check and balance is the judiciary, the Supreme Court. But if you don't have that, then, of course, you're going to turn over your country to excesses and you're going to have all kinds of problems, which is what people fear will happen in Mexico. So that's my post. It'll be out It'll be out tomorrow morning. But again, I take you back to the one from today about Father's Day and that great perfect game back in 1964, Jim Bunning pitching that perfect game. This week, we've got a couple of things we're going to talk about this week. On Monday, we're pretty sure we're going to do a conversation. We're going to have a conversation with a lady from France who's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening in France. There could be a government, a brand new government in France over the next 30 days. That is how bad the elections were for current President Macron. There are also changes in other countries, but France in particular. So we'll be hearing from a lady, not in France, but here in the United States, but of course, a French lady who's very much in touch with what's happening in her home country of France. And as I said, Macron could be out, literally. He could be out, you know. He could be out of the presidency in the next 30 days if they have the elections that they're planning to have. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. So happy Father's Day to all of you. If you're lucky enough to have your father, give him a call. Make sure you talk to him. Make sure you get together with him. Again, I lost my dad about 8 years ago, so I always remember him on this very special Father's Day. But if you're lucky enough to have your dad, make sure you appreciate him and spend some time, because once he goes, and I can tell you this, once he goes, you're going to miss a great deal. And, you know, it's just amazing how much your father can do for you and how much you're going to miss him when he leaves, as was the case with my dad, who passed away back in 2015. At he lived to age 89, so I cannot complain too much. 89, it's a very long life. You know, a lot of my friends tell me that, you know, their fathers didn't make it to 80 or 75. So a lot of my friends say, oh, my gosh, you got to live to 89. You were lucky. And that's true. He did have a long life, but you still miss him. You still miss him because of everything that he meant to you while he was around. So happy Father's Day, everybody. And this is Silvio Canto in Dallas, and we'll talk to you the next time. Bye-bye, everybody.